California's 22nd congressional district has been an enigma for Democrats. Now they're hoping that the Proposition 50 redrawing of the lines will favor them even more than in the past. It has long had a distinct Democratic majority in registration and a majority Latino population. But Republican David Valadao, who came from a local farming family, has regularly beaten seemingly viable Democratic candidates. Progressives got behind Randy Villegas early in the campaign season. He's a College of Sequoias professor and former community organizer with expertise in voting rights. Then, as they have in the past, the National Democratic Party stepped in to back a candidate they figured would more likely defeat Valadao. That was Dr. Jasmeet Bains. She is a family physician that represents the 35th Assembly District in the South Valley. She's the daughter of Sikh immigrants and the first South Asian woman to serve in the state assembly. She's considered a moderate. That spawned a furor among local Democrats. Local party leader Kathy Jorgensen told The Guardian, "These are some out-of-touch people, and they are reading things wrong." She said the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, in wanting to be safe, are hurting the party instead. After that, Villegas received endorsements from Bernie Sanders, New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and United Farm Workers founder Dolores Huerta. Many votes are yet to be counted, so it's unclear who Valadao will face in the general election. In other Valley congressional races, incumbents all survived to contest the general election. Longtime Democrat Congressman Jim Costa will face Republican Kyle Kirtland for the 21st District in November. Kern County's Republican Vince Fong got 70% of the vote and is expected to win a GOP-favorable district. In the North Valley, Democrat incumbent Adam Gray might have a close contest to keep the 13th district, and incumbent Democrat Josh Harder in the 9th district has nearly 58% of the vote so far and will contest the GOP's John McBride in the general. Looking at the Valley's election results for governor, Republican Steve Hilton won Fresno County handily with 38% of the vote. That compares with Javier Becerra at 19.6% and Tom Steyer with 16.4%. There were similar results in other Valley counties. That's an indication that Republican voting was just as enthusiastic as Democrats this time, if not more. Vic Bedoyan reporting for Pacifica Evening News and KFCF Radio.